Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
And of course, it's that time of the week where we discuss matters pertaining to finances. It's Financial Conversations with Blessing Dabula once again. My Blessing, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, my looks. I'm doing very well. And how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically well. It's that time of the week. What do you have for us today?
I want us to talk about investing via unit trust.
Oh, okay. That's a new one.
Saving and investing via unit trust. I know a lot of people don't know what unit trusts are.
I don't. So, I'm a lot of people, by the way. I don't.
So probably somebody could be thinking that unit trust, doesn't it have to do with the JSE? You know, like those people are normally wearing suits, stock exchange. Don't worry, we'll get to know what unit trusts are. So a unit trust is also called a mutual fund. It's pools of money from many investors.
All right.
To buy a mix of investments. So like you can decide to have a pool of shares from maybe Sanlam, shares from Checkers, and then you could also decide to have a mix of bonds and property, investment in property. But you must make sure that it is all managed by a professional fund manager. So like your Allen Gray could get you a fund manager that is going to, they are experts in this. They know which shares are selling better and how much you can buy them and how much you can sell them, you know, bonds and properties. If you've got a professional fund manager to run your unit trust for, it's very vital that you can go to Allen Gray, for example. You can go to Sanlam and get yourself a fund manager who's going to help you in getting unit trust. Why would we use unit trusts for diversification purposes? So your money spreads across many assets and it reduces risks, like of having to, for example, if you only invest in shares,
okay,
shares from Pepco, for example, and what if those shares, they go down?
All right. Okay.
And they fail. Do you understand? So a fund manager is gonna come and be able to reduce risk for you by actually seeing that, okay, if we mix between between different assets like your shares from Pepco, your bonds, and maybe property, you know, and many other assets that are there, or investment assets that are there. So they diversify, look at different aspects and different platforms of saving or of assets to make sure that you make a good saving with of your money. And then the professional management, like I said, that it's very vital to get yourself a professional fund manager. Accessibility with unit trust is easy. You can liquidate them easily. You can be able to cash them easily than getting the other forms of investments. And it only takes you a few days to be able to cash them. So unlike other forms whereby it can take you months or it can take you weeks to actually cash them into actual cash.
Okay.
How do you invest in unit trusts? You need to choose a provider and make sure that it's a reputable one. For example, like Allen Gray, 91, It was formerly called the Investec Asset Management. You can go to Old Mutual. You can go to Stanlib. I know FNB also has. You can go to Signia. You can go to Satrix. But just make sure you compare across these different reputable organizations, which ones would fit in with what you want to invest in.
All right.
And then you select your fund type based on the goals and risk tolerance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because getting any asset looks, whether you decide to buy a property or you decide to buy a car, and I think like we have spoken in the previous weeks, it's got its own risks that are involved. So when you go to these different organizations, you need to study the risk and understand the risks that are involved, and ones that for you, you wouldn't feel like you wasted your money when you invest in that particular asset.
All right.
So selecting your fund type based on your goals and risk tolerance involves whether you're going to choose an income fund, which is low at its risk and for short-term savings, a balanced fund, which is moderate in terms of its risk because it mixes a lot of shares and bonds, which you can invest for a good for a good 3 to 5 years. The equity funds are higher in terms of risk because you invest it for long term, and it takes a while for you to be able to say that you can cash them. So what do you do after you've decided which fund type are you going to take? Is it the money market or income fund, which is low at risk and is for short-term savings? Are you going to choose the balanced fund, which is moderate at risk, which you'll be investing for 3 to 5 years? Equity fund, which is higher in terms of risk and is long-term for over 10 years. Once you've decided which one, you need to open an investment account. And I did say that you need to make sure you do all this through a fund manager, a reputable fund manager. Don't just pick anybody who says, I can help you with, I can help you with managing your funds. Just make sure that you get somebody from a reputable organization. So open that investment account and decide on the contributions. The contribution, you can decide to do a debit order or you can do a once-off lump sum payment.
Okay.
Right? And then depending on the arrangement of that particular product or that particular fund type that you have picked. So for some, they can require that you just pay a once-off lump sum. Some, it can be a debit order on a monthly basis for either if you buy a mixture of shares and bonds. It can be a debit order of 500 rands per month, 1,000 rands per month, you know. And monitor and review. What it helps to have like a fund manager is that they will send you on a monthly basis statements to show you how your assets are or unit trusts are performing in terms of like the interest that it's earning on a either daily basis or in a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, so you are able to see how your investment is doing. And then for some, you can be able to withdraw the interest as you are earning it. And for some, depending on your agreement, you can accumulate the interest on top of the interest that you've earned, but you wouldn't be able to touch it up until a certain period of time. And okay, that is what I have for us in terms of unit trusts.
Hmm. Very interesting. I must say, blessing, because when we hear investment, oftentimes, you know, we're just thinking, investment, mutual. You know, you go to a mutual, you go to, and that's it. And then you hear people speak JSE and you're like, what is that? What is that? So I'm glad we get to hear in-depth information on this, because we need to know these things. We need to be clued up, really.
You need to be clued up, and you need to be a community that invests. Have different portfolios of investments. You don't only rely on one particular investment that you... So unit trust, for example, is that mixture of investments. Therefore, it forms like a portfolio of investments that you that you can say you have and you own, you know. And investing for your own future and the future of your own children in unit trust. And I would implore people, like, since we're wrapping up 2025 and planning for 2026, do a study of the different fund managers or organizations that offer these products, like your Allan Gray. You can go to them, 91, Old Mutual, Stanley. You can go to them and see which products that you can pick, which fund type can you pick, and say you're gonna, from 2026, you're going to start investing in unit trusts in different assets.
My blessing, you truly are a blessing. I think whoever gave you that name did it intentionally. So it was prophetical, and indeed we are seeing you become a blessing to Ready Pulpit. Thank you so much, my sweetheart, for that.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Lukiling in Alamatla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.